So it's summer. You're talking with friends about lawn care, and some joker inevitably says, why don't you just get some goats to keep the weeds down? Well, a West Michigan park system is doing just that. Current State's Melissa Benmark joins me now with more. This is in West Michigan. Melissa, what's happening?
In Ottawa County, the park system there has hired a team of mostly young goats to keep down invasive species in the wilder areas of their parks. We're talking about things like oriental bittersweet, but also poison ivy, which is not an invasive but is getting increasingly aggressive. And for more on the Goat Brigade and what they do, I talked to Melanie Mannion, the Natural Resources Management Supervisor for Ottawa County.
We started last year after our MSU Extension's Master Naturalist program did some research and developed the program for us. And we had gone to other places such as Wisconsin and Chicago to look at what they were doing and brought it back to start managing some of the invasives that we had at our park.
Wow, so this came partially from MSU. I did not realize that. How many goats are there doing this?
This year, we only have 8. Last year, we had anywhere between 12 and 14.
And tell me about the goats. Like, how old are they? Do they have names? What were they picked specially for being a particular breed? Or what's kind of the background on the goats?
Sure. This year, they're young, actually. They are all, 6 of them are 10 weeks old, and then 2 of them are 10 years old. And the 6 that are 10 weeks old, we got because, believe it or not, it was very difficult to find goats.
Really?
It was. We wanted to find 6 goats from one location because we, for health purposes, we, you know, to minimize the amount of chances of spreading disease or whatever, and we couldn't find 6 goats from one location. We were told we need to put an order in earlier in the year so that they were ready to go, but by the time we started looking in February, it was too late. And then the 2 older ones are actually on loan from one of our partners from Ottawa Conservation District, and they're kind of the babysitters, and they keep care of the 10 little ones and protect them from predators.
So how does this work? I mean, do they just walk around the park at the same time as people are there and eat the various plants that you're trying to keep down, or how does that work?
Exactly. So they're out there in an electric fence. So there is a portable battery and a portable fence set up, and there is a weak charge that goes through there that keeps out predators and keeps the goats in a contained area. And in that area are the invasives that we want to be managed, and it keeps them out of areas that might have sensitive species or species we don't want them to eat. And then we have signs throughout telling people to stay out because we, obviously, we don't want people touching the electric fence, but also the goats are eating poison ivy, and we don't want them touching the goats and coming in contact with the oils that will cause the rash from poison ivy.
I didn't know they could eat poison ivy. That's crazy.
Yeah, they can eat a lot of things that we can't tolerate even touching. So they have they have one of the largest livers, and that liver allows them to break down toxins. And they can eat amazing things like roses and, you know, such as multiflora rose and barberry, things that, again, we wouldn't even touch.
So basically, it's kind of like having, like if you had a maintenance crew or a construction crew, you kind of block the area off and the goats go in there and do their job and then people stay out, hopefully. But do people come to see the goats? I mean, have they become part of an attraction, or are they kind of just quietly behind the scenes cutting down the invasives?
You know, we have a lot of volunteers that are authorized to go in, and they help care for the goats. So those people are very attached to the goats. But we do have a lot of visitors. You know, we haven't this year yet, but last year we had regular visitors that would come out and just watch the goats for entertainment because they're kind of funny, and they're very cute.
I know that goats have a reputation for being kind of playful and also sometimes a little bit too smart for their own good. So you haven't had any trouble with them outsmarting the electric fence or getting into places that maybe they're not supposed to be or that kind of thing?
No. In fact, we have boar goats, which are infamous for not staying contained. And, you know, a couple times last year, it was obvious that they had gone through the fence. But because they're herd goats, they naturally stay together. And so they just immediately went back into the fence and just kept eating because they stay where their water and where their shelter is. So it wasn't a problem, and we do regular checks. So twice a day we're out there making sure that the fence is live and that there are no issues and that the goats are safe. Again, we do that with volunteers. And so, you know, we just immediately realized that there was an issue, put them back in the fence, and everything was fine.
So where do the goats go in the winter or in bad weather?
Well, in bad weather, they do have a shelter there. So it's just basically a tarp, and they go hang out underneath that. But our a lot of our experts that we've talked to said that goats are very tolerant of all different kinds of weather. So that's, you know, kind of a luxury for them. And then as far as for the winter, two of the goats, are, again, are on loan to us, but the others, they're actually meat goats. And so the whole point of this is for agriculture, that this is a partnership between not only the conservation of our natural resources, but also agriculture. And we are, these goats will then go back to the farmer at the end of the year and most likely will make a wonderful meal for someone.
I know this is a trial program. The current crop of goats then not likely to become full-time employees of the county anytime soon?
No. Well, you know, we are very fortunate in Ottawa County Parks that we do not have a lot of areas that are so overrun with invasives that we need to have goats. It might be something that periodically we would have to do to just kind of maintain these certain areas, but most of our areas are too high quality that we wouldn't want goats in there. But we really wanted this to be a model that other people could use. We know other parks departments have looked at this and are considering using this on their properties, and a lot of people have interest in this for their own private property. Amazon, actually, you can rent a goat through Amazon. But
you're kidding me.
No, but at this time, there's nobody in the Midwest doing this. So we would like to be a model that some business could hopefully take and run with, and they could go on Amazon, and people could, you know, rent a goat to come deal with their poison ivy. But because we couldn't find anyone in the entire state of Michigan when the Master Naturalist did the research, we couldn't find a single person that did this in Michigan at this point. So we had to take this on ourselves. But we really hope that this would be, you know, become a business.
So basically, the you're looking at the potential of there being folks who license out sheep to whoever needs, you know, some extra vegetation taken care of.
Exactly. And this is done a lot out west, and it's just not done here in the Midwest. So, again, Amazon does this. If you go online, you know, you can find somebody in Seattle or California that would do this. There are other companies called EcoGoat that do this. But just in the Midwest, this is a novelty. It's just something that we haven't really utilized, and yet we have a growing market for goat meat. It's a sustainable, locally grown, organic meat. So, to me, it's a win-win. You're dealing with an environmental problem, a.k.a. invasive species, and you're providing a locally grown, sustainable meat source.
Any thoughts of using sheep in a similar capacity?
The research actually shows that sheep are very good at, like, herbaceous materials, so wildflowers, basically, and grasses, whereas the goats are good at woody materials like vines and shrubs and trees. And the particular invasives that we're wanting to target are vines, things like poison ivy, oriental bittersweet is the one that we really want to deal with, and multiflora rose. And so because of the particular kinds of plants we have, we chose goats.
Just to go back to the very beginning of this idea, I'm trying to imagine the meeting of Ottawa County officials where the word goats first came up. Were you at that, and what was the reaction like?
Well, actually, the way this all started was I had gone to several training sessions at national meetings. So the National Parks Association and a couple other meetings where I had seen experts from around the country that talked about using goats for natural land management. So basically managing for invasive species. And I thought this was such a great idea since Ottawa County has such deep roots in agriculture. I thought it was a win-win, and it was a way to bridge the two, you know, basically communities of agriculture and conservation. And so when I brought it back, you know, I brought it back as saying, hey, you know, this is a great way for us to reach out to our agricultural roots and address this in a cost-effective way. And it was not a difficult sell at all. They were very interested in it because, again, it's cost-effective and it works. And there's a lot of good science behind it, too. But the actual development of the plan was done by the Master Naturalist through the extension.
Well, Melanie Mannion, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I hope that some of your listeners can come out and actually see the goats.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
And this environmental segment of Current State is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news of the Great Lakes environment, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.